back home. You've been looking for love. Well, honey, I can give you some. When your world is standing still, I can turn it around. Put your head up in the clouds and pick your feet off the ground. My love, are you ready for my love, my love? My love is ready for you. If you're looking for a heart that's always true, only to you, then my love. My love is overflowing from a loving cup. Girl, I know you're down, but love will lift you up. My love, are you ready for my love, my love? My love is ready for you. If you're looking for a heart that's always true, only to you.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Every Black Friday seems to set new online sales records, and this year is expected to be no different. Vivek Pandia, lead insights analyst for Adobe Analytics, says the company's forecasting more than $40.5 billion will be spent through Cyber Monday.
We've seen about 7% year-on-year growth projected for the Cyber Monday to Thanksgiving period. So when we think about that $40.6 billion, that's making about 16.9% of the total season's revenue spending.
Worries about higher prices because of President-elect Trump's threatened tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico. But Mexico's president said Thursday there will not be a tariff war with the United States. Post-Thanksgiving travel could be impacted by the weather. Nearly 1.5 million people from New York to Ohio are under lake effect snow warnings. This is ABC News.
Bioptimizer's Black Friday blowout sale is now. For 20 years, Bioptimizer's has provided top supplements like Magnesium Breakthrough, the only product with all seven types of magnesium to support sleep, stress management, hormone balance, and mood. Make your health a priority this holiday season and visit bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO to get a minimum of 10% off and up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. Go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Wednesday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. December and January both down 30, December at 1850, January 1832, February down 32 to 1864, March down 19 to 1889. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 3.5 to 160.5. 40-pound blocks down 5.25 to 164.25. 6 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3/4 to 249.25. 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 139.5. 5 trades. Dry whey up 2 to 71. 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher as cash cattle markets in Kansas were $3 to $4 higher, while Nebraska were $5 higher on Wednesday. Packers are short, and that helped to support the markets along with higher boxed beef prices. Hog markets mostly lower in the nearby months as pork cutout values were lower due to bellies $7.92 decline and hams $6 decline. December live cattle up $1.10 to $1.88. January feeder cattle up 67 cents to $2.58.77. December hogs down 70 cents to $82.40. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly lower as we head into delivery for the December contract. Also weakness in wheat helping to pressure the corn markets. Soybeans mostly higher on the day. Even though South American weather looks good, the daily export wire did see 132,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. Wheat markets mostly lower, a bit of a weaker dollar, but there are some rumors of negotiations possible in the Ukraine-Russian war, and that pressured U.S. wheat. December corn down 4.25 to 4.15 3/4. January beans up 5.25 to 9.88 3/4. December wheat down 1 3/4 to 5.37 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RADIO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RADIO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today. We'll get to 19 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 18. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 22. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My Maria, don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. The sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky.
Thank you.
back the tinsel, stockings and bows, 'cause all I want for Christmas is you. I don't need expensive things, they don't matter to me. All that I want, it can't
you'd catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Eddie Rabbit driving my life away here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the teens this morning. It looks like going to be another cold day today, but the quiet weather will continue. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Dennis Guy in. The Premier of Ontario in Canada is suggesting that the U.S. and Canada remove Mexico from the USMCA. We'll have more with Dennis Sky here coming up with that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolio, portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. U.S. red meat exports were strong in 2024. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
The United States has had strong red meat exports in 2024, despite volatility and serious headwinds in major Asian markets. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says pork is doing especially well.
Pork, we're going to be at a record, without a doubt, easily a record. And on beef, not a record, but the second highest export value ever in 2024 is our forecast. So I think we had a kind of a renewed sense of optimism because obviously on beef, our estimates, like this time a year ago about 2024, were not nearly so optimistic. So in that regard, it was some good news.
USMEF forecasts that U.S. beef exports will reach 1.28 million metric tons, worth $10.5 billion. That's an increase of 5% over 2023. As far as future trade markets for red meat go, Hallstrom's optimistic about what President-elect Trump's policies will be.
I look back to the Trump administration, number one, and it was volatile. We all know that. But in the end, there were some really good things done. And the three in particular, USMCA, which was the redone version of NAFTA, and then USMCA 1, and then the final USMCA. So the Trump administration was in the middle of that, which is good for us. The Japan-U.S. Ag Agreement was also completed in 2020 and implemented. And we had very ridiculously disadvantageous beef tariffs that were normalized quickly as a result of that. And then the third thing is the China Phase 1, which, say what you want about China, but that really worked to our advantage in terms of making more reasonable requirements for beef plant approvals. So we went from $200 or $300 million a year to China to $2 billion in just 2 years. Obviously, those three things work to the advantage of the U.S. beef and pork industries.
Hallstrom says the president-elect has generally been supportive of agricultural exports.
If I look at it from a high level at that, I got to think that there's an appreciation for production agriculture in general. Definitely the beef and pork industries benefited from their policies before, and there's no reason to think that we can't get support going forward. So call it cautiously optimistic, because we all know there's a lot of uncertainty, but we're getting pretty good at uncertainty.
A critical piece of export performance in a volatile year is the demand growth for U.S. red meat in Latin America. Hellstrom says the U.S. must keep a close eye on its competition in order to maintain its current market share in today's increasingly competitive environment. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits, and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today. We'll get to 19 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 18. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 22. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Christmas makes you feel emotional. It may bring parties or thoughts devotional. Whatever happens, whatever may be, here is what Christmas time means to me. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. Hand on hand, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells, ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, the Judds, and some sounds of the season with Silver Bells here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the teens across the region this morning. FSA is cleaning up their producer record databases and needs your help. FSA is asking farmers to report any changes of address, zip code, phone number, email address, or an incorrect name or business name on file at the FSA office. You should also report changes in your farm operation, like the addition of a farm by lease or purchase. You should also report any changes to your operation in which you reorganize to form a trust, LLC, or other legal entity. FSA and NRCS program participants are also required to promptly report changes in their farming operations to the county committee. Now, if you'd like more information on that, or you do have some changes, just contact your local FSA office. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Conduit. Conduit does it differently so you can do it better. With online access to the ag products you need 24/7, visit conduit.ag. African swine fever, that devastating hog disease, has been circulating on the island of Hispaniola, home to the Dominican Republic and Haiti, for several years. And last week, officials announced they have lost hope of eradicating it. I'll have more when we return. In a 24/7 job like farming, having round-the-clock online access to all the ag products you need just makes sense. So that's how Conduit does things. And in this business, anytime you have an opportunity to score an advantage, you do it. Which brings us to Conduit's Cyber November event. It's basically one long list of advantages, including steep discounts on the ag products you need. Free glyphosate with corn bundles, free glufosinate with soy bundles, and quick and easy financing up to $1 million and 0% interest through January of 2026. Those aren't just good deals, they're a big deal for your operation. But while the list of advantages might be long, the event itself is not. So if you're going to do it before December 2nd at conduit.ag. Do it all and do it better with Conduit. Despite emergency response efforts, African swine fever has become endemic in the Dominican Republic, with outbreaks showing an upward trend in 2024 and consistently appearing throughout the country. While the incidence of positive tests among Dominican swine decreased to 1.1% in the first 9 months of this year, which is down from nearly 30% when the disease was first detected back in 2021, African swine fever has been confirmed in 28 out of 31 provinces. International agencies, including the USDA and the UN Food and Ag Organization, have been working to reduce and ultimately eliminate ASF in the country, but a cohesive response has remained elusive. The situation is further complicated by African swine fever's presence in neighboring Haiti, where civil unrest has halted disease control efforts, making eradication in the Dominican Republic seem far-fetched. Local pork production has declined by 15% since the virus was detected, leading to increased pork imports. Here in the United States, proactive measures are being taken to prevent the introduction of African swine fever. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service hosted its fourth ASF Action Week from October 28th to November 1st of this year. The initiative aimed to educate U.S. swine producers and pig owners about ASF and encourage proactive measures to protect the national swine herd. While African swine fever has not been detected in the United States, its presence in nearby regions underscores the importance of vigilance. Additionally, APHIS has established a protection zone in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, intensifying surveillance efforts and enforcing stricter movement controls to keep the disease out of the United States. In Asia, Vietnam has implemented stringent control measures as well, especially during the year-end months leading up to their Lunar New Year holiday in 2025, to protect their livestock industry and stabilize the food supply chain. I'll be back with more after this.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
The fight against African swine fever remains a global one for the hog industry. In Europe, France has heightened its surveillance of African swine fever along its border with Germany. They hope to prevent the disease from spreading into France, which is home to one of the largest hog herds on the continent. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Conduit. Get 0% financing through January 2026 at conduit.ag. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put $1 worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
I was driving
main road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. Red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country 1430 WRDN.
By now in New York City, there's snow on the ground. And out in California, the sunshine's falling down. And maybe down in Memphis, Graceland's all in light. And in Atlanta, Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. It's windy in Chicago. The kids are out of school. There's magic in Motown. The city's on the move. In Jackson, Mississippi, to Charlotte.
the nation. It's a peaceful Christmas time. Christmas and Dixie. It's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. And from Fort Payne, Alabama, Merry Christmas tonight.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, along with Wisconsin farmers, have another tool in their toolbox to encourage the adoption of sound practices and planting cover crops. A crop insurance premium rebate for planting cover crops is now available. The program is being supported by numerous Wisconsin farm groups, including the Wisconsin Soybean Association. In partnership with USDA's Risk Management Agency, there is $800,000 or 160,000 acres of coverage available to be rewarded on a first-come, first-time, or first-served basis. Recipients will receive $5 an acre rebate on their summer 2025 crop insurance premium for acres planted with cover crops in 2024, then planted to an insurable crop the following year. The application period opens on December 2nd. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Well, it is the holiday season, and Wisconsin's Christmas tree growers are encouraging folks to get a locally grown Christmas tree. When supporting local, whether it's Christmas tree growers or anything else this holiday season, your hard-earned money stays in your community, said Krista Peterson, who manages Inspiration Acres and Slinger. According to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, over 800 Christmas tree farms in Wisconsin contribute to $50 million annually to the state's economy. Local trees also benefit the environment. When you think about sustainability and benefits to the environment, local trees don't have to be hauled as far. They're fresh, said Peterson. You also have the option to know that you are supporting the Wisconsin economy from that perspective as well. Wisconsin, by the way, ranks fifth in the nation for Christmas tree production, boasting over 850 farms on 23,000 acres. That, according to Gather Wisconsin, these farms harvest more than a half million trees annually. To find a Wisconsin Christmas tree farm near you, visit gatherwisconsin.com. An already record agricultural trade deficit in the United States is expected to get even bigger, the Agriculture Department said Tuesday. The U.S. farm trade deficit in fiscal year 2025 is on track to reach $45.5 billion. That, according to updated USDA forecasting, government and analysts were previously forecasting a $42.5 billion deficit in August. U.S. agricultural exports have declined since peaking in 2022 as ample supply and slowing demand depress global prices. The trade headwinds have eaten into farmers' income and are a key driver of expected pressure in the agriculture economy. Exports are projected to reach $170 billion in fiscal year 2025. That's up $500 million from the August forecast, but still 13% below the peak seen in 2022. Meanwhile, imports are expected to reach a record $215.5 billion as the U.S. accelerates purchases of tropical fruits and sugar. While U.S. producers have been able to modestly increase exports of livestock, dairy, corn, and sorghum since the August forecast, trade of other major commodities, namely cotton and soybeans, has declined. With President-elect Trump getting ready to take over in the Oval Office, policy advocates are bracing for the incoming administration to make changes to SNAP as a part of a broader push to reduce government spending. SNAP is the largest anti-hunger program in the United States. It's also one of the largest federal social welfare programs in the terms of cost, according to the Pew Research Center. Alterations to SNAP would likely impact grocers because SNAP households account for nearly a quarter of consumer goods spending in the U.S., said Consumer Insights and data firm Numerator in a report last year. SNAP households spend 32% more per person than non-SNAP households. That according to a Siriana report released last week. Grocery executives have called out to investors cautioning that SNAP benefit changes have impacted their financial results. Any changes to SNAP will come at a time when consumers continue to grapple with high grocery store prices and wages that haven't matched food price hikes. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today. We'll get to 19 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 18. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 22. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Out on the highway, a lot of pretty girls go by, but none have been right up until today. I would never settle down, but you keep coming around, and your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. Out in the wildlife, a lot of people telling lies, looking right in your eyes. And up until tonight, I was always on the prowl, but now I'm settling down. 'Cause your love is a miracle, it's spiritual. Stands the test of time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. Anyone can see what you're doing to me. Everyone can see that you're everything I need. 'Cause your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine.
came to me, said she knew me, said she'd known me a long time. And she spoke of being in love with every mountain she had climbed. And she talked of trails she walked up far above the timber line. From that night on, I knew I'd write a song with Carolina in the mind. There's a new moon on the 14th, first quarter, the 21st, and the full moon in the last week brings a fullness to this earth. There's no guesswork in the clockwork of the world's heart or mine. There are nights I only feel right with Carolina in the pine. Watching rainbows in the cold, and we'll talk of trails we walked up.